Colton Dixon, My Light, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Hopefully we bring some light in the best 5 minutes of the day. Neuropsychologist by day, but early morning, he's our guest in the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, there she was again, Donna Johnson, one of our faithful best 5 minutes of the day listeners at the Fierce Freedom, Old Freedom Fun Run and Fest last night, asking if Jason was coming.
And I wasn't there.
No, you weren't. But then I immediately pointed at her. I'm like, Saturday morning breakfast at Randy's at 7, and she's like, it's so early.
I think that's what her friend Joyce had said as well, was that it's so early in the day. But, yeah, it is early. I mean, you got to get up and get out sometimes.
You know, it's funny because 5:45 is 75 minutes earlier than that 7 o'clock breakfast, so.
Right, right. So what makes one wonder if Donna's listening on the podcast. But I think she's up because sometimes she'll comment on what we talk about.
You know what? It's easier to just kind of be at home, maybe laying in bed or getting your breakfast ready, as opposed to getting all dressed and out to Randy's by 7. So.
Yeah.
But we do invite the listeners. Each and every week, we've had a couple listeners. Jim Cristallo's taken us up, and our Bob the Book Guy. But okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've had this ongoing trivia question. It started on Tuesday. What are 7% of Americans afraid of? And then we've given various hints along the way. It's kind of out of the ordinary, and then that it has to do with leisure and sports and something you wear. And Donna and her friend were even making guesses as they were at the event last night. So trying to. I'm like, I can't tell you. Call in tomorrow morning at 7:15.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no guess on what that might be.
All right. Well, we'll find out eventually. Maybe I think today we'll get a winner, and then I'll tell you tomorrow. All right.
Perfect.
Well, let's see. I take a deep breath. There's always so many things I'd love to talk with you about, but we've got things to do because we've got 1 and 2 Samuel to cover today in Larry Crabb's 66 Love Letters. And in fact, this conversation with God that invites you into his story, which is just brilliant, and was influential in your letters to the beloved, I think.
Yep.
And
sure.
All right. So Love Letter 9 is The Cure Will Hurt, 1 Samuel, and 2 Samuel is The Cure Will Make You Great. And here's what he says, and then we'll get Jason's thoughts. On 1 Samuel, right? As if the Lord was boiling it down to a paragraph, that book. The cancer of selfishness, however, has metastasized. It's spread throughout your entire soul. But I have the cure. Surgery is needed without anesthesia. I force my plan on no one. You must be awake to cooperate with the process. Then, 2 Samuel, surgery is always successful. If you stay on the table, submit to my severe mercy and you'll learn to love. You'll sometimes still dance to hell's rhythm, but you will learn to dance to the rhythm of heaven, and that will make you a great person, more and more alive to my plan.
I love the connection of the idea of learning to love and the idea of heaven. You know, I think that, you know, you talk about being self-centered people, and, you know, I think that's so true, and Larry here is drawing that idea that we become people of love, and love reflects heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too. I mean, I like that idea of Dr. Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and they're at work on us, and you know, and I think all of our needles point toward us, and so I was remembering even this morning the Max Lucado book, It's Not About Me, and a pastor who did a series on that gave an honest confession. He said, you know what, I really want it to be about me, and so that kind of honesty
hard to find,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
For sure, yeah. Yep, absolutely.
All right. And speaking of love, you got a new license plate.
I did. I did get a new license plate.
What does it say?
So my license plate used to say Be Whole, which is something I really value. But I changed it to say Ludio, which is Love Up, Down, In, Out, which is a phrase that's really stuck around with me. It's tattooed on my body. And I really thought this really captures where I'm at, and so I decided to switch it up.
You're going to get people who ask you, what is Ludio, and then you can tell them.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that's the case.
All right, and finally, Galatians 4, 10 and 11.
Yep, so it says, you are trying to earn favor with God by observing certain days or months or season or years. I fear for you. Perhaps all my hard work with you was for nothing.
Hmm. And in Letters to the Beloved, Jason's New Testament devotional commentary, he says, Beloved, you already have it. Why shackle yourself again to a set of rules? Religious traditions and practices add nothing to your salvation. When you try to earn my approval, the only outcome is exhaustion.
Yeah, you know, I think it's practices, spiritual practices can be really good, but when they become the focus, they do become exhausting because they're not drawing us closer to God or one another. They're just being done for the purposes of checking off a box. And I don't think that's what God's calling us to.
There you go. We did all that in 5 minutes. How about it?
Excellent. Sounds good.
We covered a lot. Thank you, friend. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Hopefully with an answer that much discussed and thought about trivia question. It's Try It Again Thursday for the new album from Lauren Daigle. Will we finally get a winner? 723-2555. What's the question that's been stumping him since Tuesday, Caleb?
7% of us are afraid of what? 7% of us have a fear of this. It started on Tuesday trivia here in the Wib Wake Up Show. Then win it Wednesday. Now it's Try Again Thursday, trying to give away that new album from Lauren Daigle. 7% of us have a fear of this. We've given a few clues, Alvo.
Yeah, we have. And one of them is that it's kind of out of the ordinary.
Yep. We also said that neither you nor I are afraid of this.
It's leisure.
And sports related as well. So, I mean, we're really honing in.
And finally, yesterday, we did even add that it's something you wear.
Yeah. So, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. 7% of us have a fear of this. What could it be?
We do have a caller. It looks like she's gone.
Man. All right. So. It was a big lead up.
All right, let's try it again. Good morning. You're on the Wib Wake Up Show.
Hi. How about a hockey mask?
How about a hockey mask?
Hockey mask.
Well, actually,
yeah.
That's horror movies good, and
yes,
stuff. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Not what we're looking for.
It.
Thank you.
723-2555. What are 7% of us afraid of?
Clowns.
What is it?
Clowns.
Oh, clowns. Clowns was actually guessed earlier, so now it's something sports and leisure related.
That you wear. Yeah,
got a second guess.
A jersey.
A jersey. Not a jersey. Thank you for trying. Good thinking on your feet there.
Yep. 723-2555. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
All right, you're persistent.
Go ahead, Vicky.
Mark loves Lauren Daigle, so.
Okay.
A baseball cap.
Baseball cap. Is 7% of us afraid of a baseball cap? It's not a baseball cap. Try again, Vicky. See if you can win that Lauren Daigle album for your hubby.
All right. Good morning, WWIB.
Getting hit by a stray golf ball.
Getting hit by a stray golf ball.
Yeah, I am afraid of that.
I would not like that.
Somebody did guess that, though, yesterday. You want to guess again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Showing up to play golf and there's no carts available and I have to walk.
It's also really specific and I love it. It's not what we're looking for, but please call back again. Please do so.
Fear of walking the golf course, you know, especially on a hot, humid day carrying those clubs, it can be heavy. Good morning.
Hi, putting on my helmet or the helmet strap pinching you?
Pinched by the helmet strap. Not what we're looking for, but again, good guess.
Sorry about that. All right, 723-2555. Keep it coming. We'd love to get a winner even right now. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it one of those big styrofoam fingers that you hold up in the air?
Being afraid of the big styrofoam fingers, it's not. But, I mean, you guys are great at thinking out of the box. And, again, you do have to think a little laterally, I think, to figure out. And then afterward, I think afterward, when my son figured this out yesterday, then Lindsay told me, she's like, well, that's why people would be afraid of this. And then I understood. So.
Okay.
That doesn't really help anyone.
All right. Good morning, WWIB.
No, that doesn't really help. Life jacket.
That's interesting because people were trying to guess that Donna and her friend last night. And I said, I cannot tell you. All right. Good morning, WWIB. A couple more. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fulton City. It's Kevin. I would say reusable water bottles.
Reusable water bottles. Not reusable water bottles. Thank you, Kevin.
I'm going to take one more here if we can. I don't know.
7% of us have a fear of this. It's something you wear. It's sports related. It's leisure related. What could it be? Final hope here.
You know what?
Before 7:30.
So we don't have a guess. All right, Caleb. I'm going to just try to say that I think this is going to be the time we're going to get the winner.
I think so as well. So we've been trying to give away the brand new album from Lauren Daigle, hot off the presses, just came out recently. We want to give that to one of you, 715-723-2555. What we are trying to figure out is the answer to our Tuesday trivia question, which became Win It Wednesday, which now is Try Again Thursday, yeah. And we're trying it again for a second time today.
And since we don't have an alliterative adjective for Friday, we're just the contest ends after the 8:45 segment. So we think maybe this time, this time maybe we're going to finally get a winner. 7-2-3-2-5-5-5, 7% of us. And again, what have some of the hints been?
So we told you that neither Mark nor I are afraid of this. We told you that it's a leisure, related to leisure. We told you it's related to sports. We told you it's something you wear. Mm-hmm. That was one of the biggest hint, probably yep. the biggest hint. 7% of us are afraid of what? 7% of us have a fear of this. A few guesses last time, if you missed it. Not a hockey mask, not jerseys, not baseball caps, and a fear of walking on a golf course, not being pinched by a helmet strap, not foam fingers, not a life jacket, not reusable water bottles. But again, think something you wear, think sports, think leisure.
I think it's interesting because I said we don't have an alliterative adjective for Friday. So Crystal and Sheldon, text 715-396-1670 and say, figure it out Friday. All right, Crystal, thanks. All right, let's go to Vicky and Eau Claire. Hi.
Hi there. Okay, so Mark thinks it's a jock strap.
Thinks it's a jock. Well, you know what? Thank you for guessing that because maybe other people were like, nah, I don't want to say that.
Yeah.
It's not, though.
Sorry about that. All right. She put that on her husband's for the guest there. Hi, WWIB.
Angel from Fall Creek.
Hey, Angel.
Hi. So, is it wetsuit?
Is it a wetsuit? Is it wearing a wetsuit? You know, that's not the answer. But the only time I've ever worn a wetsuit is while taking surfing lessons on my honeymoon with my wifey out in Northern California. So thank you so much for bringing that happy memory to mind, even though she was way better at surfing than I was, because she's better at everything than I am.
Oh, wow.
But it was a lot of fun. Anyway, that's my wetsuit memory.
Thank you. All right. Hi, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Katie Cameron, same snorkel mask.
Snorkel mask.
Fear of snorkel masks.
It's not Katie from Cameron, but a good guess, and I can see that. You know, it's a little harder to breathe, I suppose.
Again, leisure, sports, something you wear, 7% of us afraid of what? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Linda from Chippewa.
Hey, Linda.
Hi, I'm not sure about this, but getting a rock in their shoe when they're running.
Getting a rock in the shoe when they're running. Yeah, I mean, certainly
nobody
not
likes
pleasant.
That.
Not what we're looking for.
All right. Sorry. All right, a few more guesses.
I can hear Havel sigh because I think both of us are like, oh, we want to give another clue, but at the same time.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Kevin from Fulton City. Is it suntan lotioner?
Is it suntan lotion?
Fear of suntan lotion. No.
Not fear of suntan lotion. 7% of us have a fear of that. Good reaction there, Kevin.
I feel like Steve Harvey on Family Feud where I'm just give the answer and then you get the buzz or not. Good morning, WWIB.
How about a burlap sack?
A burlap? Oh, like gunny sack races or something?
Gunny sack races.
Fear of burlap sacks in the three-legged races.
Three-legged.
Not it. All right,
not burlap sacks or gunny sacks.
All right, a couple more. 7-2-3-2-5-5-5. Hi.
7% of us have a fear of this.
I didn't have the slide up. Good morning.
Go ahead.
Good morning. Could it just be water?
Could it just be water? A fear of...
We had that guest already. Go ahead and guess again.
Yeah, you can take a bonus guess.
Oh, geez. I don't know if I have another guess right now.
Think sports.
Something
think leisure.
You wear.
Something you
something
wear.
Something you wear.
Something you wear. Something you wear. Oh, goodness. I'm trying to think of everything I've heard that was guessed this
okay.
morning. I'm going to have to call back.
That's
go
right.
ahead.
All
go right. ahead. No problem.
Couple more. WWIB. Hi.
Is it wearing a fanny pack?
Wearing a fanny pack.
No. That's a great guess, though. I was actually thinking how useful wearing a fanny pack would be the other day when I was camping and didn't have pockets in my swimsuit.
Your that's answers are conversational triggers for Caleb. Good morning. Yes.
Good morning. Is it mouth guards?
Is it mouth guards? A fear of mouth guards, wearing a mouth guard. Is it Alvo? No, it's not.
All right, the last guess this time, and then it's going to after 8:15. Good morning. What
One
are
more.
7% of us afraid of that has to do with leisure, sports, and we wear it?
It's all on you, my friend.
I wished it was. Is it a fear of shoes?
Is it a fear of shoes?
Okay, that is specific enough that, I mean...
How do we
give me
say
something
this?
Else. Give me
yes,
something
we'll
else.
We'll give you add on to that somehow.
Is it a fear of foot covering or fear of toes?
That's not it. But you know, here's what you have done. You've extended it because that's so close.
It is. Yeah.
Basically, what I'm saying to you was what type of shoes. So 7232555. Let's get the right answer here. Good morning.
High heels.
High heels, not high heels.
That's not it.
Let's do this, friends. Let's do this.
WWIB, our friend, listening friend there, got us in the
ballpark. We're going into overtime.
We're on the green. Let's get it in the cup. Good morning.
How about flip-flops?
How about flip-flops, not flip-flops?
Well, I think we're going to get it. Good
Sports,
morning.
Leisure, apparel, something you wear, footwear, shoes, what kind of shoes?
Cleats.
Cleats, not cleats.
Not cleats. All right. Couple more. Hi, WWIB. Fear of what that you wear?
Is it a fear of tennis shoes?
Is it a fear of
fear
tennis shoes?
Of tennis shoes.
No. Not tennis shoes. 7% of us have a fear of this, and we've told you now, finally, it's a type of shoes.
Good morning.
Is it cleats?
No, somebody
guess
that.
Just guessed. Go ahead. Guess again.
Oh. I got nothing. Thank you.
All right. No wow. problem.
All right, two more. That's it. Good two morning, more, and then we'll push it off.
Is it a fear of boots?
Is it a fear of boots? It's not. All right, we're down. Oh, we're down to the final one. The final
the
one.
Last
one more time.
Until after 8:15. 7% of us afraid of this item related to sports, and we wear it on our feet. What is it? What kind of shoes?
Is it socks?
Is it socks?
Socks has been guessed, and no, it's not socks.
You can have one quick bonus guess.
I'll tell you what. We even said fear of what type of shoes.
What type of shoes? Name a type of shoes.
Water shoes.
Is it water shoes?
No.
It is not.
All right.
We're going to get this next time.
Yeah, we're so close. It's.
You guys are doing good.
We're on the green, but we're taking too many putts here on WWIB.
It's like Wii Golf, where it's like, how many times do I have to putt it before I can actually get it in? Really frustrating. I've got stories for everything.
You do. Make you laugh, and Caleb sometimes make you cry with difficult trivia.
Yes. So this has been elongated from Tuesday. Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show then became Win It Wednesday, then became Try Again Thursday, and we have tried twice unsuccessfully to get a winner of this brand new Lauren Daigle CD, her most recent project, self-titled. Looking forward to giving that to one of you, probably right here, right now. We think we've given enough clues, and we finally got a guess close enough. We gave the biggest clue ever that we think we're going to get this right now.
Yeah, because one caller had said, is it a fear of shoes, right? Because we knew it was sports-related, something you wear. And we said, what type of shoes? And we got several other answers. It was not the correct answer, and so I think this is going to be the time.
Yeah. So what we said was 7% of us are afraid of what? That's the original question. 7% of us have a fear of this.
Yep.
We've talked about sports, leisure, something you wear. And now finally we have said it is a type of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
It is a type of shoes. Let's do this.
All right. And so the first caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes. Hello? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, this is Donna's friend, actually. I'm calling right here out of Eau Claire.
All right, Donna's friend from Eau Claire. Go ahead. What kind of shoes are 7% of us afraid of?
Okay.
I'm going to say roller skates.
Roller skates.
Fear of roller skates.
It's not roller skates. Try again.
Next time we're going to get your actual name.
715-723-2555.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky the volunteer.
Vicky, speak up loud and clear.
Wearing bowling shoes.
Wearing bowling shoes. Is it wearing bowling shoes? Are 7% of us afraid of bowling shoes? You got it, Vicky. 7% of us have a fear of bowling shoes.
That's awesome because Mark really wants Lauren Daigle.
Well, yeah. There you go. You win the CD. And yeah, when my son, Cooper, just was like, I've got to get this. And so he broke me down through endless guessing and got this figured out last night. And then my wife said, well, yeah, people are afraid of wearing bowling shoes because they have no idea how many other people have worn them beforehand. Mm. And it feels icky to them. So 7% of people apparently say, yeah, not for me, not the bowling shoes.
I thought it was just the different colors or whatever.
Maybe. Congratulations, Vicky.
Thank you.
All right, Vicky, stop and see us. We'll have the CD waiting for you at the front desk here at WWIB. All right, so our parking lot picnic, the second one of this summer, but if you're scoring at home. It's parking lot picnic number 16 since 2020, Caleb.
Yes, and it's today from 11 to 7. Looks like the Lord has blessed us with just a gorgeous day. Not too hot. Shouldn't have a good amount of sunshine, and we're looking forward to that. If you've never been here before, we're easy to find right off Business 53 here in Halley across from Farm and Fleet and Zocco Sports Center right next to the Harley-Davidson shop, and looking forward to 8 hours of picnic fun.
That's right. And so it's going to be Ohana Pizza Company, the featured food truck today. Should we look at their menu?
Yeah, let's do it. So again, wood-fired pizza at Ohana. And it says right on their website, which you can check out, ohanapizzacompany.com. All of our dough is made from scratch and hand-stretched, topped with Wisconsin cheese for a locally authentic wood-fired brick oven pizza experience. I know they make their own sauce, get the freshest ingredients. And yeah, here's a little bit of the menu.
Caleb, I got to start with the Hawaiian. You know I do, right? The fresh-made tomato sauce, Canadian bacon, pineapple, and mozzarella cheese blend. Well, I want to order myself up one right now.
Now, again, they've got the classic flavors like cheese, pepperoni, sausage as well, too. And I know my kids are going to probably go for the cheese, but I might see if I can get them to go with the cheese and chicken. I'm going to dive in here, Havel, with the carnivore. That's fresh-made tomato sauce, pepperoni, sausage, Canadian bacon, and mozzarella cheese blend.
Now, that sounds good, too, right, for all the meat lovers. From Hawaiian, they also have the Aloha, though, house-made garlic sauce, roasted chicken, red peppers, red onions, and mozzarella cheese blend with a sweet tropical drizzle.
How about the veggie? It's fresh-made tomato sauce, red and green bell peppers, red onion, and a mozzarella cheese blend. If you're saying, hey, I'm looking for the more vegetable-filled option, that's a great one.
How about the barbecue chicken? Sweet barbecue sauce, oven-roasted chicken, and red onion with mozzarella cheese blend.
Again, going through the menu from Ohana Pizza Company. They'll be here 11 to 7 today, those wood-fired pizzas. The sweet and spicy, it's house-made garlic sauce, oven-roasted chicken, red peppers, red onions, and mozzarella cheese blend, all with a little sweet, spicy drizzle on top.
They got a variety of spicy pizzas like the Kickin' Chicken, the Buffalo Ranch Sauce, oven-roasted chicken, and red onion with mozzarella cheese blend.
The pesto is fresh-made tomato sauce topped with red bell peppers, mozzarella cheese blend, and pesto on top of that.
Chicken Bacon Ranch, classic ranch sauce, oven-roasted chicken, and bacon with mozzarella cheese.
And I'll finish out again going through the Ohana Pizza Company menu, those authentic wood-fired pizzas, the Chicken Alfredo. I may need to go for this one. Garlic Alfredo sauce and oven-roasted chicken with a mozzarella cheese blend. Yes, please.
But that's not the only thing that's going on here for our parking lot picnic today at WWIB Ohana Pizza Truck, and we appreciate them being here. But how about Olson's Ice Cream and all those many choices of your favorite flavors of homemade, locally churned artisan ice cream?
Yes, please. Our parking lot picnic is presented by Marquardt Motors, Buick, and GMC.
Yeah, all of the tips and free will donations, every single penny for the day going to Hope Gospel Missions, Hope Renewal Center for Women and Children, giving moms struggling with addiction and homelessness a safe place to stay together with their kids.
Marquardt's going to match the first $500 in tips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, WNB Financial will match $250 with thanks to Chris Forciere of WNB Financial, and he usually brings a fun game to play.
He does, and I do believe it might have something to do with the kiddie pool today. We're going to see. Also, Water Source Heating and Cooling will match another $250. And important to note, Halvo, so again, we'll have places all over the place today for you to tip. We also have QR codes, or we've listed it on our Facebook page as well in the event if you'd like to give online directly to Hope Gospel Mission. And also, I checked in with Ohana yesterday, too. And if you say, I don't carry a lot of cash, but I'd like to tip and tip generously, if you want to pay for your pizza with a card and give a tip on that card, you know, where you just kind of write it on the receipt, he is just going to write a check at the end of the night for all those credit card tips to the cause of Hope Gospel Missions, Hope Renewal Center for Women and Children. So again, you can rest assured not just your cash tips, but your credit card tips as well will go to the cause today.
Fantastic. And again, we've got free inflatables for the kids today.
There'll be cornhole, lots of water balloons.
A drawing for a family four-pack of tickets to the Dells.
And Halvo.
Yeah.
The chance to win two full event tickets to one fest. We've been telling you, not a lot of giveaways left. The one on the drive with Dawson, this one, and Sticker Patrol. That's pretty much it.
Then tonight, a concert like we usually close out, parking lot picnic, 6 o'clock, live music from the talented Noelle Lauren.
Plan to stay a while, as Halvo's been saying, and I love it. Come when you can, leave when you must. Picnic with us today from 11 to 7. We're here at WWIB, easy to find, across from Farm and Fleet and Zocco Sports Center in Halley.